So at one such juncture, I had a predicament about my anima function, and a dream came, and I will talk about that as we deepen the presentation. So I'll be weaving a little bit of my own anima consciousness and how the goddess incarnated in my life and gradually moved me from a masculine to a more integrative consciousness with respect for the feminine consciousness. So it was a very fascinating journey in any case. So we'll start with the Trimurti. The next thing we'll do is talk about the feminine consciousness and how there are corresponding feminine energies in our psyche for each of the Holy Trinity of Indian sort of pantheon. And then we will deepen the whole idea of the feminine archetypes, which are relevant in our developmental journey. So for young adulthood, we need the goddess Saraswati, the goddess of art and academic enterprise. Today, the goddess that is invoked in this vessel, in this room, is Saraswati. To undertake this kind of systematic study of any subject calls for honoring the realm of goddess Saraswati. Once she's in place, this will all come up a number of times, so just relax and it will. Once the Saraswati has done her job, and we, with help of Brahma and Saraswati, we have invoked a new sort of enterprise, put together a new structure in place to honor a new beginning, then what steps in is the realm of Vishnu, the God, preserver God, who with help of Lakshmi helps us with the consolidation process. It takes whatever new information that has been put in the mix of our psyche and consolidates it and upgrades the ego complex. So the ego complex is upgraded with this new patch from the psyche. If we all think in terms of Microsoft and internet, and so it's an upgrade program. And then so it consolidates a whole new infrastructure. And then, of course, like in every system, there are holes. Something breaks down. There is some virus. Something goes wrong. And the whole system is destroyed. So that destruction takes place under the auspices of Shiva and Kali. So Shiva and Kali do their dance. They destroy the dysfunctional aspects of the old order. Now, the interesting thing is, if Shiva does his dance of destruction, it can really do a number and totally destroy the psyche. That would be like psychosis or a breakdown of consciousness. But if the anima function, or Kali and Parvati, these are two aspects, and don't worry about this, we'll be rehashing this number of times during the course of today. They tone down Shiva. When he's done enough surgery, say it's like taking out a tumor, a cancer tumor, when the surgeon has removed the tumor and just enough of a clean margin, it's the Parvati, the feminine, that says, well, enough tumor has been taken out, now stop. Otherwise, it becomes like an aggressive surgeon who does not take out the tumor, takes out the whole hand. And I think that is very important. So I think that toning down the masculine when it has done its job is the important aspect of the feminine consciousness.